Trade Easy. Kennards Hire is making trade easy with a 2-hour delivery promise and heaps more. Kennards make your job
easy. Buckle up. It's Joel Kane and Brian Fletcher driving you home. Drive with Joel and Fletch on SEN.
Here we are on a Tuesday and Ken Oaf. Fletchy boy. Kennards are part of the show now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm a Kennards fan from way back.
Ken Oaf, mate.
They used to towel up coats.
Oh, yeah.
Coats with poo.
this is driver Joel and Fletcher. Gibbo's here. Brooksy's here. How was your birthday dinner last night?
Birthday was terrific.
Yeah.
Mum came down, got a free feed. Then we got rid of her. no, I had the steak. You know how it's my favourite. Steak, mushy peas with parmesan.
Yeah.
And potatoes in duck fat.
Wow.
That's my go-to meal. But I had some interesting, something happened to me today. Well,
what
not
happened?
Happened to me.
What happened?
Well, I've gone to get lunch today. Walked out of a chicken, was walking into the chicken shop.
Yeah.
And then there was a ruckus. I thought there was a stink because tables and chairs are flying out.
Oh, no.
These two blokes I thought were wrestling.
Yeah.
But one guy was choking and just a bystander is giving him the abdominal thrust, a.k.a. the Heimlich maneuver. I'd heard about it. I mean, obviously you hear about it, you see it in movies. I've never seen it live or anyone. I've never known anyone to have it like performed on them.
Wow.
And he saved his life.
Wow.
The guy was going blue. And it just sort of slowed everyone.
How lucky is that person, eh?
So lucky.
To have
and
someone.
And he was thrusting like I've never seen anyone thrust before.
Wow.
It was quite dramatic. And then we all clapped.
How long did it go on for? Or was it just a jury?
I don't know what went on in the shop because I just came at when all the tables and chairs and milkshakes were going everywhere. And he was going blue, this bloke. And this other fella just was issing him.
Wow.
Just, you know, the manoeuvre.
Yeah.
And then it came out. It flew out like in the movies.
Unbelievable.
So well done. The great Ronnie Palmer saved someone's life doing exactly that up at Nelson Bay. All the coaches went away, Sticky and Cardi after the year, I think the year after we won the comp, and they all went away, and someone was choking in the RSL, and Ronnie just got up and did the, because you're not allowed to hit him on the back. Mr. Heimlich.
Yeah.
He came up with a theory, or the manoeuvre, and was saying in the old days, people used to whack him on the back, but it didn't work.
No good.
So maybe our listeners have seen it.
There might be some famous stories of lives being saved. Let us know. 0457736736.
This was scary, and so I want to nominate this bloke. For my Z grader, which is the total opposite to an A grader. Did an A grade yesterday. This guy's a Z grader. So this was very, very impressive. And we all clapped.
Yeah. Can I share something I did today, which my intention was to be a good citizen, right? And now I'm starting to think about, did I do the right thing here? Or am I an enabler? I was in the city today and there was a homeless guy who was sort of fishing around a bin trying to get the sort of half smoked cigarettes, right? And I thought, oh, that's not good.
Might have been Brandy. Brandy loves a dart.
So I actually bought, for the first time in my life, a packet of cigarettes.
And you gave it to him?
Well, there was one of those little, they're not 7-Elevens, you know, those little convenience stores?
Yeah.
So I ran in there. I said, mate, can I get a packet of smokes? He said, what do you want? I said, oh, I don't know, mate, just get me
Camel.
Just a packet, you know. Bloody, it was about $40.
Yeah.
I had no idea how expensive they
are.
So then I went back out to the bloke. And I said, mate, don't worry about that bin here. But is that doing the right thing, though? I have handed him a packet full of cigarettes,
or throat cancer, either one.
Yeah.
No. Well,
he's fishing around a bin
anyway.
He's
going to find it anyway.
Yeah.
Well, did he say thanks?
Yeah, he said thanks. He actually spoke very well when he said it.
Yeah, Brandy's pretty good. He's on radio.
But you know what? I actually regretted when I left. I thought he spoke very well. I should have actually asked him, mate, why are you in this position? Tell us your story. Would that be rude or would that be...
No. I tell you what would be a little bit rude, if you sort of monetized it some way and used it on the radio as a story.
Oh. Hey, just on the monetizing part of it, I was only thinking about this too when I left. Like, I don't ever have cash on me anymore.
No.
So the homeless would be paying the price without everyone being cardless and... On cards, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah.
People aren't carrying around change and you're buying coffees and things on apps. Because
you see those beggars,
can't
be choosers, in the city with, you know, it's just the signs saying, look, I've lost my job. Maybe could we donate one of those little, square.
Yeah, just tap and go.
Pay pass.
A little tap and go.
Would you do that? Would that be a lot easier?
Well, of course it would be.
Would you do that?
Oh, no, I reckon people get sus. I think people would just naturally be sus about it.
What about the young kid playing the violin in the middle of Pitt Street Mall?
No, not so sus.
Not so sus? No. Well done. That's good. I'm glad you did that. Yeah, the cigarettes are quite expensive.
At $40 a packet, I might slow down on this.
Because when you go to the US, they're $6.
Are they?
$6.
That's all the tax.
All the
Mad Max. Four Pines Brewing Company brings us to great man Brooksy, who puts his show together. It takes real characters to produce a show and a good drive show like this. And I want to give Gibbo and Brooksy a shout out specifically as well, Fletch, because we got some good news yesterday. And a big thanks also to our listeners, subscribers, and then all the guests that have come on the show so far. It's only early days, but we're doing our very best here. Drive with Joel and Fletch reached number 56 on the Australian podcast ranker. So there you go. If you haven't already subscribed to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify and Wooshka, we are very much appreciative, Brooks, and well done on you captaining the ship.
It's amazing. I can't believe. And we got in the top 100 of all podcasts in Australia, so overseas and Australian made. So it's great. Everyone's listening.
Let's all go buy some cigarettes.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's all just have a... His name was Henry Heimlich, the man who came up with the Heimlich manoeuvre. He was a thoracic surgeon, and he's widely credited with the inventor, a technique by the name of the abdominal thrust to stop choking. So if it wasn't for Heimlich, do you think anyone else would have come along?
Possibly not. You think so, Brooksy?
Definitely.
You reckon?
We wouldn't be Heimlichless now in 2021.
Yeah. Mm.
Germans are very good, aren't they?
Oh, they're good.
They got Beta Meinhof.
Yeah. Heimlich.
Yeah.
What else have they got?
VW.
Steffi Graf.
Steffi Graf, exactly right. Oh, guess what's coming up today, boys? This is good. Robert and Andrew, the drive show.
Bobby and
Andy from Drive in Melbourne.
I think you've got to take it easy on them.
Mm.
I know you hacked into their text line last week, but the Melbourne listeners don't seem to be as...
It's a different show, Fletch.
They don't seem to be as forgiving.
No.
They give it to us. Who was the bloke that texted us from... Where was he from? Mornington? He said, rat's ass about these Sydney people. Who cares about them?
Oh, no. But they're very hardcore into their sport. We like to have a bit of fun here. I reckon we're very excited to call Bob and Andy this afternoon.
I'm pumped.
I reckon they're like, oh, Jesus.
Because I've got something for them.
Have you?
I don't know if you saw this girl. I'll ask them. A lady has come up. She doesn't get sick ever because she has... sperm shakes.
Oh.
She puts sperm in her milkshakes and stuff, and she's never been sick, and she thinks that if you get coronavirus, this will cure it.
Yes. That's so good. I'm going to hack into it now. Because
that's not brandy, though, by the way.
No.
Brandy was the cigarettes.
The text messages they're getting will be very, very different to the ones where you get. I can rest assure you that. Have your say, 1300 01 1170. You can also text us 0457 736 736. What about Jake Friend announced his retirement? He's coming on the show, Fletch.
He's coming on the show, yes. My man, Jai Arrow, a.k.a. Jared Wallace.
Yes.
Jared will be in.
Three Dally M points, fresh off the scene. He's straight into here.
He was flying.
Mm.
He was flying. Absolutely. He didn't score the three tries,
no.
But it's not all about... Sometimes it's about doing the hard yards.
Yeah.
He was the catalyst for the try off the kickoff.
Yeah. And he instigated as well, didn't he?
Yeah. Catalyst.
In layman's terms, he had a blinder.
I was just trying to come back with a fancy word. Just said Heimlich too many times today.
Yes. Also, too, we've got Sats and Badge. Scott and Gary coming in from Sports Day New South Wales. Looking forward to chatting to the boys and Shawnee Omrod from Sportsbet. So we've got a massive bumper show coming up. We look forward for you being a part of it. The IMAR quiz as well. The winner goes into the draw to win 2021 Samsung television. Smart TV valued at $1,895 with thanks to Bing Lee. The prize is thanks to Bing Lee, who have been bringing you the best brands and best advice since 1957.
Okay, I got a text from Blue Emu.
Yes.
He said Heimlich didn't perform the manoeuvre until he was living in a retirement house. Don't know if that's true or not, but it makes sense.
He couldn't.
He didn't perform the manoeuvre until he was living in a retirement home.
Oh.
So maybe someone was choking.
Oh.
Obviously they were. So maybe it wasn't planned. Maybe there's no research.
I'm going to YouTube it in the break, the Heimlich manoeuvre.
Okay. Go on. Why don't we do it? Why don't we do it in the ad break to each other?
Yeah. How could the Pies play for Chris?
I'll eat something now.
Yeah.
I don't want to choke. What can I eat to choke? There's some muffins out there.
Yeah.
The muffins are soft.
And I'll Heimlich you.
What about blueberry?
No, it's got to be meat. Yeah. Like some sort of bird.
Mm. What about
pigeon?
Gibbo. You know, Gibbo tries the trickery with his dates, and he brings in the beef brisket. He could use some of his beef brisket.
Bring it in. I'm going to choke. All right, yeah. I'm going
to
try it now.
Righty-o, there you go. Trojan Tools Trade Hour. It is thanks to Trojan Tools. Tools built tough. Only at Bunnings Warehouse is the way to get involved. As I said, the IMAR quiz comes up a little bit later. Looking forward to that. After the break, we're going to talk about, we want you Sharkies fans. By the end of the show, we want to know where you Sharkies fans stay on this. Bomber Morris, should he stay or should he go? What do you think about maybe Craig Fitzgibbon coming to the club? Cameron Serraldo, we're going to go through the pros. We're going to go through the cons of Bomber Morris staying or going. So let us know, Sharkies fans, what you think. We want to get the sentiment by the end of the show on what you think about who should be coaching the Sharkies going forward. It's been a great topic of debate this week. Stay with us right here. It is Drive with Joel and Fletch. 1300 01 1170. You can call us or text us 0457 736 736.